Thank you. So just as background, this project that I'm going to present on was funded by the U.S. Agency for International Development for its Child Survival and Health Grants Program. It was an innovation project that was implemented by CARE International in Rwanda. And I do not have any relations to disclose with regard to commercial interests, but I was retained as the external evaluator for this project. And I hope by the end of the presentation, you'll be able to identify some of the poverty-related differences that we discerned with regard to participation and outcomes in the program, as well as some of our thinking about how future iterations of the project could be better designed to reduce these poverty-related differences. So the project is called the Kurunesa Project. It was implemented from 2011 to 2014 in one district in Rwanda, the red that's there at the center of the map. And the goal of the project was to help contribute to reductions in maternal and child mortality in pursuit of Rwanda's Millennium Development Goals, as well as to improve equity in health and development outcomes. And the activities that were implemented through the project, they targeted several key domains, so outcomes around maternal and newborn care, community management of childhood illnesses, infant and young child feeding and child nutrition, as well as, sorry, it's cut off there at the bottom, some facets of early childhood development, so cognitive, emotional, and psychosocial development of children. On the right is a map of Kamoni District, and the project was not implemented throughout the entire district. It was implemented in four of these colored areas, ranging from the over on the left side, the brown, teal, purple, and green down at the bottom of the slide. One of those colored areas, the top, the brown, served as a comparison community. And there, the community health workers were carrying out their regular functions as prescribed by the government of Rwanda. What they did get was some supplemental training offered by CARE in conjunction with the Ministry of Health, training around behavior change communication techniques and technical knowledge in some of those areas related to maternal and child health. The other three colored areas, they were our intervention communities. There, the community health workers received the same supplemental training as what was given in the comparison site, but also we had the heart of the intervention, which was the implementation of early childhood development activities that served as a platform for health promotion and behavior change. There were several different early childhood development interventions. The one that I'd like to focus on today is the organization of home-based early childhood development groups. So CARE facilitated groups of women and families in the community to come together, groups of 8 to 10 self-selected mothers that had children typically from ages 1 to 3. They would organize in these groups where children would be watched on different days by different mothers, and there were structured activities for early childhood development. There was also a daily feeding for the children, a porridge feeding. Each of these groups also had a kitchen garden to supplement the feedings for children. The porridge was paid for by families with a small, participating families, a small contribution. Usually that was not more than $1 per month. And what was really nice about these groups was that community health workers could then use them, leverage them as a way to efficiently meet women to deliver behavior change messaging, as well as to monitor children for things like immunization status or growth monitoring. And they were supported in their activities by mother leaders who were elected members of the groups. They also did home visits, monitoring. They helped with the operations of the home-based ECDs. Very quickly, our evaluation. We used a prospective mixed methods design that included a quantitative arm where we carried out a knowledge, practice, and coverage survey at baseline and inline in the intervention and the comparison communities among women who had a child that was aged 24 months or younger at the time of the survey. And in our analysis, we were interested in that equity question. So we did a very simple analysis around different socioeconomic groups in our sample. We dichotomized the sample into higher and lower wealth groups using a cumulative asset index that was derived from the demographic and health survey questions. So basically, we split our sample. We had poorer families and wealthier families, and we were looking at trends in their outcomes. We also had a qualitative arm of our study. We collected qualitative data at the inline only. This was a series of interviews and focus groups with a variety of project stakeholders, which included staff, ministry, health officials, benefiting and participating mothers, as well as the community health workers and the mother leaders that were carrying out the activities. Our qualitative data found a variety of poverty-related differences in participation in the first place. We found many examples of poorer families self-selecting out of participation, and they didn't think that they could participate because they didn't think that they could afford that $1 contribution for daily porridge feedings per month. We also learned that there were differences in participation when it came to absences among poorer families. We saw mothers from poorer families being more frequently absent when it came to their time to be the supervising parent in the home-based ECD, and we found that their children were absent more frequently. The qualitative data cited poor health and inability to afford health insurance to follow up on health behaviors. Community health workers and the mother leaders also suggested that poorer parents had a harder time understanding the health and early childhood development instructions that they were being given. They had a more difficult time maintaining food security, as well as purchasing supplies that could be used to promote health and early childhood development, such as books and crayons and paper, or high nutrient feeding. I've really simplified this, and I'd be happy to share the final report with you so that you can see this in more detail, but I just wanted to give you a taste of some of the poverty-related differences that emerged in the quantitative data. What we saw in that dichotomization is some stark differences in behaviors among the poorer and wealthier families. For example, we see a higher prevalence of underweight children in the poorer families. We see a lower prevalence of safe water treatment, and we see lower prevalence of appropriate care seeking when children were showing signs of acute respiratory infection. Those differences emerge statistically in a couple different domains. So one is the nutrition domain. So we see these differences around stunting and underweight in poorer families among several different indicators related to hygiene and sanitation and indicators around the management of childhood illness. So when we presented these findings to the government of Rwanda, CARE, and USAID, they really catalyzed a very rich discussion about how would we do things differently going forward in other iterations of this project. And we've landed as a group on some suggestions for how to tackle this poverty disparity. One is that perhaps programmers could do something like we did, this very simple classification of wealth to better understand who the population is in the first place and what their needs might be. Do this before you begin implementing. Another suggestion was to use better participatory approaches during program planning that would benefit the most poor and have their feedback. If that $1 porridge contribution was really too much in a month, we probably should have known that, or CARE should have known that going into the project implementation. Another suggestion was to use behavior change communication that really targets subpopulations and to better incorporate behavior change theory. And finally, you know, there was a lot of discussion about further implementing the project, but in conjunction with poverty reduction programming or income generating activity programming to help supplement the operations of the home-based DCDs. Thank you.